Poštovani zastupnici, dear brothers and sisters,
jedan od osnovnih
one of the basic materials that we people use today is glass. Whether we find ourselves in our homes or in our cars, glass protects us from wind, from rain, and from the cold. But what is interesting, it allows us to look through it. Our look through it goes for miles and miles. But when we put a layer of silver on the other side of glass, then our look cannot go through it anymore. And then it is not glass anymore, it becomes a mirror. And while we are reflecting on this mirror, very soon we notice what is beautiful in us, but we also notice what is not so beautiful, what is, and then we decide to correct it. The mirror showed dirtiness or maybe undone hair, and we should immediately wash it. We should comb our hair and get in order. Mirror showed a wrinkle on our face, and somehow we have to remove it, or at least to hide it. I would say, dear brothers and sisters, every jubilee is a coal that with a layer of this great jubilee that we are celebrating is not just for celebration. This is in fact the spiritual mirror that desires to warn us on what is good, what is bad in our lives, and to encourage us to change and to improve things. That is why tonight we will reflect on it in three steps. First step, let it be thanks for everything good. Second step, forgive me for everything bad. And the third step, let us improve ourselves and let us change in the spirit of Mary's words that she spoke at the wedding at Cana, when Mary said, "Do whatever my son tells you." Church, dear brothers and sisters, but this is first about great and many deeds of God that through history he performed to his people. We are called, therefore, also constantly to bring to our minds what we are blessed with. How much love and care, how much care and compassion God showed to people in his act of creation. Gospel doesn't tell us anything else, but it talks to us about love. Everything that God thought about man was thought of love. And every word that he expressed, in fact, there was the word of love. In every step that he undertook, there was a seal of his love. And it cannot be different, because God is love, and his name is love. His last name is love. The place where he lives is called love. The work he only does is love. Well, that God of love, created, brothers and sisters, created you and me. He created us. And created us, not just like that, but he created us in his own image and likeness of love. Out of love, dear brothers and sisters, of this special day, we are approaching this table of the Lord, that we may dine from this banquet of God's love. Today we are celebrating a great day. We are celebrating 35th anniversary of a special presence of God among us that he revealed through his and our mother, Blessed Virgin Mary, the Queen of Peace. This day, therefore, brings to our minds again that endless love of God. When, brothers and sisters, when God's voice echoes, that is when man cannot close his ears. There, where God with his lips imprints the kiss of love, then the trace remains forever. And this is exactly what happened to this parish. This is what happened 35 years ago on our hill of Tsarnitsa. Old covenant psalmist sings, if Lord does not build a house, builders are working in vain. There where the Lord put strong bases, and a building where he built his love, well, there is no earthquake that can shake in it, nor wind, storm, or hurricane that can destroy it. And here, brothers and sisters, there were storms, there were quakes, there were winds here. There were individual and systematically organized opposition of this act of God. There were attacks, persecutions here, and our visionaries know that so well, and priests in those first days, and many parishioners of this parish know it so well. But this work of God remained. It survived adolescent age, experienced its maturity, and thanks be to God, these days, even this maturity of full 35 years. Someone long time ago said that this is confessional of the world, and that this is at the same time the pulpit of the world. A few years ago on one occasion from this place I said that here in this parish thousands and thousands of homilies are spoken every year, thousands of homilies for over 35 years every year, and we will say there are good homilies, those that we liked, those smart, those theologically inspired. But it seems to me that everything that we priests said so far, dear brothers and sisters, it worth so little. At the end, if you want, all of those were just our human, weak and empty words compared to the great homily that the Queen of Peace has been given to us for 35 years. Mary assumed into heaven. Mary, humble handmaid, who reflected on every God's word, she spoke here to you and to me. And she spoke not with words of some famous preacher, maybe some wise theologian, philosopher, or, I don't know, some good journalist, but she spoke, and she has been speaking, with the words of love, words of mother. And when mother speaks, we all know that in our own families, that every word is important. When mother speaks, then every word is full of warmth and tenderness, gentleness. Every word is full of motherly love and care. That is why, brothers and sisters, even this, what I'm expressing now or saying now, seems to be so empty. And to be honest, I would prefer to be quiet and say in front of Our Lady statue, you, Mother, talk to us tonight. May every message that you gave may reach the depth of my heart and my being. May your speaking and words of your Son may become the program of my life and my family and of my people. Thank you for that, Mary. Thank you for all patience that you showed with us. And thank you, because you did not get tired with us. Thank you, because you have been gathering us anew around your motherly mantle, your embrace, and so many times you repeated to us unforgettable words, dear children. Dear children, I love you. I love you. I embrace you, and I intercede for you. How many times, oh Mary, you told us, and we priests repeated it here, if you knew how much I loved you, you would cry out of joy. That is why, brothers and sisters, we also on this holy day desire to cry out of happiness. To cry out of happiness, because you brought to the world the one who is the meaning, the sense, and the goal and fulfillment of every our hope. Because 35 years ago, here on our Tsarnitsa hill, again, in your embrace, brought us and showed us the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. Christ the Lord. We shed tears of joy because you chose our people and Croatian language as well. we shed tears of joy because of all those sons and daughters all over the world, from America, Africa, Asia, Australia, who heard your voice here, and in it they recognize motherly love. You constantly talk to us. I invite you, dear children, pray and fast, because with prayer and fasting, even wars can be stopped. Thank you, Mary, for every word. Thank you for every parishioner of this parish, who with prayer welcomes his pilgrim, and with prayer he farewells his pilgrim. Thank you for every old man and woman who now, in these moments, is listening to the radio station, me in Medjugorje, responding to your call, and in that way creating one great and strong chain of prayer. Thank you for every Hail Mary that we bring the rosary here, we express. For every French, Polish, Italian, English, Swiss, Lebanese, Korean. Thank you, Mary, for every pilgrim. Doesn't matter what color of his skin is. Thank you for everyone who loudly and with full heart calls God and talks to us with a simple language of prayer. Mary, thank you for all those who, in sufferings and passions of your Son, recognize here their sufferings and passions. Thank you for all those young and old, healthy and sick, who put your Son in the first place in their lives. Thank you, Mary, because this dry Herzegovinian rocks you turn into oasis of mercy of your Son. But I believe, while tears of joy come to our eyes, even those tears of sadness, sorrow come, how can it be that we do not cry over all the evil in the world today? And brothers and sisters, God created us only for good. How can we not cry over the fact that many, O Mary, offended your motherly love, and many with sort of sorrow again pierce your motherly heart? Forgive us, therefore, forgive for every bad language and curse in my people, for all coldness and superficiality in our spiritual life. Forgive for not accepting inspirations of your Son, for your motherly talk here in this parish. Forgive us, Mary, because we got used to your presence, and because we stopped admiring this miracle of God. Forgive us, Mary, because earthly houses became more important than apartments or dwelling places that your Son prepares for us in heaven. Forgive us because the Parisian Hill became very ordinary and Cross Hill somehow too steep, and we forgot how the view from them looks like. Forgive because it became more important to be modern than to belong to God. Forgive because fashion is before devotion, spending before humbleness, and false greatness in front of humility, humbleness. We are aware, Mary, of our omissions, our faults. We are aware of our wonders and going astray. We are aware of that we are empty without God. No matter how rich we may be and unhappy, no matter how famous we are. Therefore, even on this holy day, we desire to reconciliation and forgiveness. We desire to be washed again in the river of God's mercy. The river of God's mercy that has been flowing here for so many years through the confessionals of Medjugorje. We desire with heart and with soul to cry out, forgive. But then after that, strengthen with the strength of the Holy Spirit and armed with determination to set out through life and to do only what your Son tells us. Here we are, Mary, today, so that anew we may decide for what belongs to God, so that anew we may see where are the traps of evil. Maybe we may answer to this question for the story a few years ago on the TV. I was watching a show about church, transmission about church. In an English parish came a young priest. Sunday Mass, only a few people visited, attended Holy Mass, mainly elders. And then this priest, with his assistants, was thinking about what to do, what to undertake in order to bring back faithful to church. They invested a lot of efforts. They organized different meetings, but unfortunately, there was no result. But this priest was very determined, decisive. He did not give up. He wanted in a special way to bring young people, so that he went to schools. He went to stadiums, to cinemas, even to the cafes, to disco clubs. He went, in fact, everywhere where young people were gathering. He tried to talk to them, to tell them a few words, and to bring to their mind the importance of faith. But again, there were no results. They would just smile or laugh at him. They would just turn their heads away, or maybe they would even joke or mock with what he was offering to them. And at the end, this young priest, with his assistants, decided to invite two experts for marketing who should bring young people closer to church. They came. Through 3 months, they were seeing the situation. They came with a concrete plan, and the plan was called Church Light. Everything that was in church that was complicated, as they thought, it was supposed to be simplified and to bring closer to young people. So then, from the Holy Mass, they threw out everything that they could throw out. They brought into the Holy Mass the most modern music. They permitted that young people during the Holy Mass may walk, may comment, talk, that they can do performances, dance. They also brought in those light or sound effects, but again, there was no result. Young people, out of curiosity, came a couple of times, and after that, they were not coming anymore. The marketing experts, they took a lot of money for that plan, although it didn't bring any success. Dear brothers and sisters, today is very popular, everything that carries the sign light. And I would say it is not strange or miracle, because those are produces without any effects, but very good quality. At least that's how they are being presented and advertised to us. And then when we come to the shop, they offer to us Coca-Cola light, they offer us cheese light, they offer to us cigarettes light. And dear brothers and sisters, we came to the point that we need even church light. And then what does it mean? It's too hard. This is what the Lord asks from us. And then we have to soften everything somehow. Should we go to Mass on every Sunday? Should we pray every day? Should we entire life remain faithful to our spouse? Does it really seriously mean when she says fast, and especially twice a week? Does she truly mean, seriously, means when she says, adore my son every day and every week? Confess at least once a month. I'm asking myself, brothers and sisters, can't all these be softened a little bit? Yes, it can. You heard? Yes, it can. And we do that. And it seems to me one of the greatest and the most often sins is this, that today we're ready to soften everything. And then gospel we adjust to us, to our behavior, instead of doing opposite. We bargain when we're talking about God, and we do not ask ourselves, what would happen if He bargains about us? What would happen if He softens and His love and His mercy towards us? What would happen if He, even this morning, this day if he didn't think about you and me? Never. On the confession he said, do not come to me before you convert and before you come completely new person. Don't ever come back. No, he never said that. But every time he said to you and to me, I've sold you from your sins, you're forgiven. Go and do not sin anymore. Let us, therefore, and sisters, not look from God little things, because he doesn't have little things, he gives everything. Let us not expect from him some products of the doubtful quality. That is why, know well, dear faithful, there's no church light, there's no gospel light, there's no life light, because God does not offer limited of life, but he offers the fullness of life. You are or you are not, because you cannot serve to God and to riches. That is how Jesus said. Brothers and sisters, that is why we are here today, so that in the mirror of this our spiritual life, we may look and respond. What are we people and Christians like? We are here so that all those wrinkles that were caused by sin on us, not to hide them, but that we may heal them in God's mercy. Mary, we are here so that today we can tell you, you are as old and we are weak. You, as a mother, never give up on us, even if we are sinful. And we desire that you may tell us again words that Father Joseph mentioned to us during the rosary. Peace, peace, and only peace has to reign between God and man. May peace of your Son, O Mary, destroys all unrest of our heart. May our tongue, instead of curses, slandering bad language, empty words, in the future may express only words of blessing and praise. May our young people be builders of the new world, world of peace and justice. May prayer and fasting destroy every unrest in our families, our peoples, in our restless world. Mary, we know, and I will finish with it. There, where Mother is, that is where our home is. And we do not want to be wanderers anymore, travelers. We don't want to be homeless anymore, because we're tired of going to someone else's places. In this world, we desire a home filled with peace and warmth. That is why we are here all these years. That is why we are here even tonight and these days, to tell you again, here is our home. We belong to this place. Here we are to sing to you. Thank you, Mother. Thank you, dear Mother. Our souls now blossom with you. A thousand times it told us, thank you for having responded to my call. And we say with thanksgiving, and as faithful, we humbly promise. Dear Mother, for all the law that you poured out on us here, we give you a promise, we will be better than we used to be. Help us, Mary.